I can't see this. We go where the conversation leads us or what have you. And first of all, how have you been? Because we haven't talked in a minute.
I am exhausted. I took a road trip to the Grand Canyon last week and I got home Sunday night. So I'm like still kind of recovering, I guess you could say. It was amazing, but I'm just driving 16 hours is a lot.
Yeah, I remember them days of driving. Trust and believe. I hope to get back to it one day. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. Always wanted to check it out. I just know I'm just going to stay on the trail.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do anything crazy. That's for sure. But it's still like, you know, the Great American Road Trip. Went to the Grand Canyon. Okay. Saw a bunch of mountains. Did a bunch of hiking. It was great. So yesterday and today, I'm like trying to get my head back into things.
Well, trust and believe me, myself, I'm just getting back to doing my 9-to-5 today. So, you know, and always when I get off work, I got to clock into the other job or what have you. So how everything been going? I don't know where to even start. Real Yoga Erica. Now, what's that?
Oh, this is my yoga. This is my, so I became a certified yoga teacher in December. This is my little yoga setup with my blocks and my things to sit on and everything. And this is my yoga brand. So I have a yoga Instagram. So, yeah, I became a yoga teacher.
Oh, my God. So big boobies. And she's very flexible, ladies and gentlemen. That is, that's important. But that's part of the material.
I am. Well, part of the reason I started, I've always done yoga, but I started doing it more seriously because I was having a lot of back pain, obviously. Waking up every day feeling like an old lady. I was like, I'm too young for this. There's got to be a better way. Mm-hmm. And so I started going to yoga 4 to 5 days a week and started really understanding more things about my body. And then I decided to do the yoga teacher training. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on a mission to end the world's back pain.
Yeah. Well, trust and believe, I might even start doing yoga. Because every now and then, it's like, it's funny as you get older. You wake up with pains that you didn't know that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, I'd be like, damn, I don't know if it's the bed or what and everything. So, I mean, how's that venture been going for you? Because it's, you know, it seems like you find more. It's like, this is what I love about this woman. She finds many ways to make money. And it ain't got shit to do with porn. That's what I love about her. But go ahead.
Mm. No, so, yes, I would love for men to start paying to look at me with clothes on. One of my goals is to start a yoga app and have my own little yoga sort of online yoga company. Mm-hmm. I think that, well, so it's like, okay, my body shape is unique, you know, and a lot of people think yoga is just for a bunch of skinny white women. And like, yeah, it's a lot of that, but yoga is for everybody. I feel really passionately about this. Doesn't matter mm-hmm. what you look like, what you do for a living, mm-hmm. like, yoga is for everybody. And when I started doing it really regularly and more intensely, like I fixed all my back pain. I went to chiropractors. I did, I'm forgetting the name already, where they poke you with needles. Why am I
like acupuncture?
Acupuncture. I was doing cupping where they take the cups and you have those things.
Yes.
I tried everything. And you know what? Doing yoga is the thing.
So you know, what people don't realize what yoga does is one, is an energy proponent.
Yep.
And then two is you are flexing. Because understand, as you are flexing, you're actually forcing your body to heal itself.
It's flexibility, it's mobility, it's breathing. I do all of it now. I do the weird breathing chanting stuff. I do the intense, like moat strength kind of training stuff where it's all body weight. And so it's been really great for me. It's been amazing to have something else to focus on too that wasn't the adult business.
Yeah.
To be honest. And yeah, I love it. So I want to be some old hippie yoga lady one day in 10 years from now teaching classes.
That's a yoga lady that you want to fuck next door.
Pretty much. I'm fine with that. I'm trying to find the other people in the adult business that are also yoga teachers. I found another woman who lives in Texas who does this. She's a yoga teacher and she's got an OnlyFans. So, and she does retreats. And I'm like, well, who goes on your retreats? Is it like content creators? And she's like, it's everybody. It's content creators. It's lifestyle people. It's really whoever.
Yoga is, in many ways, it's not only an art, it's a lifestyle. It's a meditation. You know, it's not just, it's for people of all walks of life. So you can have a retreat like that. It might have content creators and have regular 9 to 5 people there, you know, people. So, because, you know, yoga became the shit. You know, maybe I need to start damn yoga-ing, do the dog pose and all that shit.
I think it's for everybody. I did. I don't know if we talked about this. I'm a pineapple support ambassador.
Yeah.
Are you familiar? Okay. So I did a yoga. I met somebody through them who's like a life coach for sex workers. And I did a yoga class with them online. So I'm meeting all these people in the adult industry that do like wellness, I guess you'd call it, stuff in different ways. And there's so many more people than you would think that there are doing this type of thing that also are like cam models or do OnlyFans or do whatever it is that they, you know, they're just straight up swingers, you know?
Yeah. So with that being said, hello, smokers. How y'all doing? And welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know who I am. I'm Kevin Arvin, Southern Champ, a.k.a. the porn rap star. You know where to find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. You might as well say 3 sponsors for you to know about. The first one being, God dang it, because I had so much shit done changed. Eroticismmagazine.com, the hottest adult magazine in the game online. Go find it, get a subscription. Next up, VoiceOver with Smut. Also, the award-winning and award-nominated. They also have a award-nominated version of their Saturday podcast, which is virtual reality. I'm talking about BlushRocker.com. Also, you can also say that technically we are sponsored by Loyal Fans, because Loyal Fans is the new home of the premium smoke room. That's right, people. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. And you know what happens. The tits come out, dildos might come out, it gets more candy, gets more crazy, gets more wilder, but you will not know what will happen unless you subscribe. You're talking about 5 podcasts, special event episodes, and in the video store, you can watch me in action. So there you go. Go subscribe to Premium Smoke Room. Also, I got to learn to do this new damn thing, because we'll get to all the change that I had to deal with this year after being nominated. Find me 5 days out of the week in the mornings at FullySwapRadio.com. Also, check me out at SkyhawkAfterDarkTV.com as well as the BGP LLC app. Apparently, they are still up, so you can find me there with no problem. So, now, with that being said, as you can see, with her confused and bewildered look with them beautiful titties, she's very flexible, gorgeous, well-renowned porn star who is now and has always been spreading her wings outside the business. And did I forget to mention, she's a pod mommy, talking about Tit Talk podcast. Talking about none other than the gorgeous Erica Love, a.k.a. Erica Amore. Say hello.
Oh, you've seen Erica More, have you?
Yeah, More, you know, period. And yes, a lot has happened since the nomination. I found out that 2 of the sponsors don't even have a site up. And I was sitting there like, see, I'm sitting here still pumping you dumbass motherfuckers. Y'all ain't told me shit, you know, period. So, how's the podcasting going so far? How the podcast is going in 2024?
I have not done a podcast in 2024. I honestly haven't done a podcast since July.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. I decided to take a little break from a lot of things. So I started the yoga stuff in August, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this for a while. Mm-hmm. And now 2024 is here, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with it, to be honest.
So what made you do the switch up? Because like I said, so people can understand the scope if you're a first-time smoker. This lady is one of the top porn stars in the business.
Oh my God. I was never saying that about myself.
you done shot with top people. You know what I'm saying?
I've only shot for one studio.
Women, there's women that has come on, look at Mia Khalifa. She only did what, 5 scenes her whole fucking goddamn career, and she's considered a legend. So the bar is low, babe. The bar is low. You don't need 100 scenes. You know what I'm saying? The only thing the studio did would made it more official. I keep telling everybody, it's no different. If I'm on Tubi and I did a movie with an established actor, I'm going to put myself to that level because I'm right, because I worked with someone that was established. You get what I'm saying?
I still haven't done a boy girl for a studio. Haven't done it.
But that's not a bad thing, because guess what? All the boy girl money coming to you.
Actually, we kind of joked about that because I was gonna do it over the summer, and I went. Oh, you'll love this story. I don't know if I told you this. I went to the studio. I was ready. It's like, okay, we're doing this. And then the male talent never showed up. He overslept. The studio owner told him to don't bother. She's already ready. She's gonna do a solo scene right now, like, because you're not here. So I ended up doing 2 solo scenes. I was like, okay, this is great.
I don't know. If there was an affirmation that your ass did need to do a boy-girl scene with a major studio, I don't know what else you would call it, because that's crazy as fuck.
I thought
to have enough of their talent on standby.
I know, right? And I mean, they tried, but it's just funny how these things happen. I say, okay, I'm going to do it. And then that's what happened.
Well, things happen. Just like I said, even with me, with my retirement, it was like, I thought at one point that I might go until mid-50s. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the wind changed for you, you know, and things happen that affirm, okay, maybe I need to go in this direction now, because, I mean, it's kind of like sometimes it's okay to leave the game knowing that you done as much as you could have in that part of the game. And sometimes the game could be a stepping stone for something else.
Right. I think I'm actually in both of those places right now, to be honest. So I think that been 3 years since I started doing OnlyFans, a little over 3.5 years. And I think I've been lucky for the most part in this business, that I have been fortunate to work with great people and not have any drama and not have any bad situations for the most part. And then last year I had my first really terrible situation, and the falling out of that, you know, it's been 7-8 months, and I still am getting like repercussions from that. You know, the ripple effect sometimes of these things is much bigger than you realize. And I did nothing wrong except for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mm. But that really changed my mindset about things and who I was working with, and things that I was comfortable doing in the past that I was like, you know what, I'm going to change how I do run my business. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the start of a lot of the changes. And
because what I was going to say is, people don't realize one bad moment can change a person's mind state on things, you know. Things that I dealt with as a producer that was trying to find girls. A lot of the girls were burnt because their first experience was doing a content trade and they didn't get the content. And a lot of times, females would make it, that's in life and in business, will make the new guy pay for the old guy's sins. So now I got to deal with her PSD. That's how much PSD is in our business. There's a thing called business PSD.
I think there's a ton of it. And listen, I've worked in other, you know, I've had crazy jobs where I've definitely left those jobs with some PTSD and been like, wow, I can't believe I ever worked there. But in this business, it's so much, it's very present. And a lot of people bring that to set with them. They bring it to a collab with them. And I'm an easygoing person most of the time. Like, I communicate well with people. you know, and that's just not the case with everybody else. And, you know, the things that I really learned were that I will never sign a 2257 ever again. I will only be signing, if you are male talent that is so lucky to work with me in the future, because I pretty much refuse. Now I'm like, I'm not interested.
Okay, now I got to ask you the question. Why you do not want to sign 2257 no more?
I think it's a bullshit document.
Explain. I want you to expound on this. Because I had a conversation about that, but go ahead.
You're going to know more about the history of the 2257 than I am. But my understanding is that it was a document, a legal document created for studios, right? For studios who paid talent to say, we're going to take this content that we paid you to star in, and we have the rights now to distribute it wherever. And I think when fan sites came around, like OnlyFans, they just automatically adopted this form that was the industry standard. But it really doesn't apply to a content creator or collaboration world, because I'm giving every Tom, Dick, and Harry the right to distribute my content however and wherever they want. It doesn't matter what conversation we had in person with each other. It doesn't matter to them that I said post content on OnlyFans. They're now posting this shit on X videos, and I'm sending out DMCA notices to everybody. That's the situation I'm in right now.
Okay, I got you. Now, let me break down what 2257 came about. Actually, you supposed to have a 2257 and a model lease form. The 2257, it basically is a government document, basically the layman's term, to make sure that your ass is 18.
Right.
That's what it's mainly for. The model release is for me to be able to use your image. I can do this, I can do that. Because that's the only reason, and plus the IDs, you know, this, that, and third. The reasoning why it made it to the amateur level, because it started in my day because of the fact that anytime a female that was nude, we had to have that.
Right. And I understand for age verification, you need a form, 100%. I've seen the documentary on the Penthouse guy. Like, I've seen the documentaries on the women, that woman who was under 18 who became a porn star in the 70s. I've watched them all. Like, I'm fascinated. And I think there's a lot to be learned there. But I think how people are using this form now, they say the 2257 is the model release form. And you're just giving people.
Let me tell you who fucked that up.
Please.
Clips for sale. Clips for sale. It's supposed to be two separate documents. Clips for sale made one document.
So now
it's one document. See,
it makes me nuts because it's like I'm finding stuff that's from like 2 years ago, from when I first started doing Boy Girl, that's out there. I didn't really know what I was signing at the time. I mean, I knew what I was. Like, I understood I was signing a document that allowed people to post content. I didn't know that it meant that they could post it wherever they want and that websites like X Videos would honor their document, not me, saying this person doesn't have consent to post me on your site.
But see, that's the reasoning why that everything is paperwork. See, that's why I said, because you're right about the 2257 is bullshit. But the reason why it's bullshit now, because one, these sites are not accepting it no more. They're now using their own. Y'all
which
know why we do that now.
So that's the point.
You feel me? Now the other part of it is that which we was gonna get into. I was trying to save it for a little later, but just giving y'all a little hint, it doesn't take into account AI.
Oh, we can totally talk about that later.
We're
gonna come back to AI.
We're gonna come back. We'll put a pin in that and come back. It doesn't take into account AI. None of the paperwork does. And we'll get to that in a minute. But the point being is that the thing with content trade is that if ladies want to have it to where it's a certain decree on where you can put it and stuff like that, that has to be in writing. Everything has to be in writing. The problem is that we're too trusting.
I'm with you. And what I didn't realize in the beginning was that that was an option, that I could have had a checklist and said here, 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 and here. But I also think that, let's say you and I were supposed to, are, we're going to do a collab, Bobby. We're meeting for the first time. We're going to collab. We're signing our paperwork. I say to you, I only post on OnlyFans. And you say, okay. That's it. You don't tell me where you post. You just say, okay. That okay implies that you're going to only post it on OnlyFans as well, to me, based on what I just said to you.
You dealing with a bunch of lames, babe.
I was going to say, I'm dealing with a bunch of motherfuckers who are out there, and I am not this person, you know, and I'm like manipulating the fucking system. And like X videos, I think, is the worst fucking site in the world. Because there's a fake profile out there that looks like it's a model page I created. I don't have access to it. I don't control it. It says subscribe to Erica's page. It says chat with Erica. It looks like it's my page. And I can't get it fucking taken down. And people are tagging it and posting videos of me. So I went around. I asked half the people that posted videos. They said, hey, this isn't my profile. This is fake. Somebody else did this. Can you take the videos down? Half the people were nice, human, decent, like human beings, and they took it down. The other half, those motherfuckers, who I'm sending DMCA notices to now, won't take it down because they're like, well, you signed a 2257. I'm like, but two fucking years ago when we shot this, who only did OnlyFans and I only did OnlyFans. And I gotta say, it's not just
I'm gonna tell you where the dudes, we had this conversation before.
I know, and it makes me so
mad. The fan bases are different.
And I get that they make money off of tube sites, but you know what?
But like, not even that they make money off of tube sites is, how can I put this? Dudes are more thirstier for the money than women are. Dudes, and I tell females this, you have to be mindful of this. Because dudes, because we're under the gun, they many of them is not going to buy by the code. I had a code. I always had a code. And my code was this. Like, if me and you work together, I want you to put it out first before I drop it. The reason why, because I want you to get your money first. Because I already know I'm going to make money from it, because my money's not made off of just having Erica on my site. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because dudes are so thirsty for the money.
But, and here's the thing, and I know how these guys, some of them think, they look at me and they're like, she makes a ton of money on her OnlyFans, and they're struggling to make $500 a month on X video. So they're like, I got to make money off of this too. I'm not taking this video down. But what you're doing, you like thinking you're going to make all this money off the video views of a video with me really doesn't help you, because you know what I am doing. I'm telling women in the business, don't work with this person because this is what he did to me. Mm-hmm. I'm in chat rooms with top OnlyFans models that all share reviews of men. They post safety concerns. Mm-hmm. They post anybody who tries to fake test results. They post anything that they feel is inappropriate or makes them feel unsafe and uncomfortable. Everybody talks to everybody. You know, this is a small business. So you just told to be a dick. And I'm not saying you can't sell the content. I offered this one man promotion on my OnlyFans. I was like, I'll post I'll post this on my OnlyFans. I'll do this. He's like, I need promotion across everything you have. And I'm like, I am only on OnlyFans. I am not on any other platform. I've deleted everything, every place I was. And he was basically like, well, that's not good enough. I need to make money off this video. And I'm like, is it really worth it?
The thing about it is, okay, first, that tells me they don't have a lot of content.
No, I guarantee
you. To keep it 100, that's one thing I never said ever in my career. I got to make money off this content. I'm like, I know I'm going to make money off this content. I already know, because the girl that I picked, I know I'm going to make money with her.
Yep. It's not my problem that she wants to work with you.
And see, too, like I said, the game was different because the producer, the girls came and were the producer. We kind of controlled how things went. So it was like, it was in my best interest for your site to pop. So they say you came and worked underneath me. Everything that we do, go on your site first.
Listen, there are some men who have huge followings on X videos that I have said I would love to shoot with you, because I look at it as I'll be on your X videos page. Yeah. Like Rome Major. Like, you got like 500,000 subscribers. I'd be like, you want, and I was like, you want a titty fuck? Because that's great. That's like what I do. And
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
But I look at that as a marketing opportunity, and that's a very strategic decision of, I know you're going to put it out there. That's going to get people to go to my OnlyFans. You're going to make money off the views. Great. I'm going to make money off my OnlyFans. Beautiful. But these people who are, you know, like don't have big followings and don't know how to make the right moves, I guess is the way to say it.
That's why I tell females, as your career grows, you become a bigger name. You have to think, I'm a kingmaker. That means now you got to have something special about your ass to touch me.
I never used to think that way until over this summer. And now I'm like, over the summer, for the first time, I was at a shoot house and I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. Like, I'm willing to work with some new people, but like, for the most part, I don't want to do it anymore, because they don't last. They don't. They don't understand the rules of working with me. Like, I'm like, no, you can only post this on OnlyFans. Some guy posted fucking naked pictures on Instagram of me and other women. I was like, you fucking moron. Yeah, that's not allowed on Instagram. Also, my fans fucking pay for this. Do not post pictures of me. Like, and then people get, I am on a fucking rant right now, and I know it, but it's
rant. Yeah, you know how many rant episodes I did on about this goddamn business? And I'm glad in many ways.
Because I see men doing stupid things, and I'm like, well, use your brain. Like, seriously, just stop trying to be like, I'm a porn star, and like, I'm going to make all this money, blah, 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 blah.
Because let me explain something to you. Being a porn star got devalued in this era. It was a gravitas that came with it, a respect that came with it when you walked in the game, because it wasn't that fucking easy to do.
It's not that easy to do because they're not doing it right.
The thing about it is, that's why I said at the end of the day, I tell any female, when you get into business, okay, I get it, you want to deal with some of these content creators, new guys or at your level, because you're new. But Vince, you got to level up, not only in your business, part of that is leveling up with the talent that you work with.
Right.
It's a reason why Hollywood, that male talent circle in Hollywood is small. It's a reason for it. But see, people don't really take into account why, and why we should adopt that. Because it's called dependability, smartability. Because the one thing you can guarantee with some of if you do it, like for example, with some established male talent, I say 8 out of 10, they're not going to discount their shit. Their shit going to be on their website. They probably on OnlyFans. She probably know every site that he probably going to tell every site going to be on. So she'll know.
That's what I want the conversation to be. Where are you posting this? Let's have a conversation about it, because then that got me to the place where I'm like, And like, I get it. Some people make a lot of money off, a lot of guys make money off of tube sites. That's okay. But as a woman, if I'm like, I don't want it on a tube site, I only do OnlyFans, we need to have that conversation. If it has to be in fucking paper first, then we'll put it on paper first, so that there's no miscommunication after the fact, so that there's nothing after the fact. And if you don't want to work with me because I won't let you post me on X videos, that's okay. I'm okay with that. But I'm not going to bend on my boundaries because I don't want to be on X videos. Because you know what it did to my business, Bobby? I lost $10,000 in 3 to 4 months. I did the fucking math. I went through and was like, here's my monthly average, down, 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 down. And I'm like, that's how much money I lost off of motherfuckers posting content in places where it's not supposed to be. So it has really fired me up, as you can see.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm lost.
I have my issues with X videos because, like I said, it's just even with these site changes, because even to the point, like I tell anybody, I have an issue where you want, please stop trying to use our business for you fuckers to make money off of selling information to advertisers. That is fucked up and I don't give a damn. Because like I said, because MasterCard and Visa never asked for all these 2257 mile release forms from every fucking person that we fucked on camera. They only want the motherfucker that y'all paying the checks to. But y'all motherfuckers that happen to be overseas, because OnlyFans in England, MiniVids, you in Canada, let's keep it 100. Because the only site that's over here is really Cooks for Sale.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you trust and believe, it's like sex workers is being exploited in so many ways that we don't realize it sometimes.
I 100% agree. And it's like, listen, most people watch porn, right? They're not going to admit that they watch porn.
Yeah.
But they're either watching it on Pornhub or they're listening to their audio erotica. They're doing something, right? They might just be watching a man take his shirt off on TikTok and he's chopping wood. And that's your porn. And that gets you fired up to go fuck your husband. And that's great. But like, porn is whatever is everywhere. People like it or not. And I agree with you. I think there's a huge exploitation of people who are not talent, you know, exploiting us in the industry. So when talent do it to other talent, it's like, come on, we're all supposed to be in this together. We're all supposed to be on the same side here. Like, there shouldn't be this like culture.
It's that pocket watch, it's page watch. So people can understand what I mean by that. It's this: the male talent secretly, subliminally feel some way when they look down her page. They see the professional pics. They see this, they see that, they see the travel, what have you. They see, we sometimes, no different than celebrities, people think we make a shitload of money. Let's keep it one. They think we make boo. Because OnlyFans decided they want to put out all these news stories about who done made millions by being on OnlyFans. They think everybody on that bitch make money. Or you in the business, you make money. Shit, trust me. I got family members think I make fucking buku money because I did porn.
Yep.
Straight up. So with that being said, with the dudes, and I heard girls tell me that dudes complain about this. Well, how I'm going to make money? She going to make more money than me off of it.
I would like to pay you $500. For a day rate, I'll shoot 2 scenes with you and I own those fucking scenes. Because you know, that's probably more than you would make off of those 2 videos with me doing a pay-per-view ad rev share model.
No, keep on, honey. The business is set up for y'all to make more money.
Well, right.
You don't understand that.
I agree with you 100%. And you know what? Like, I did solo content for a long time, for a year and a half. Like, I have fans that would rather see me do that. So I haven't shot a boy-girl video. Because of all of this, I am kind of over it. I'm like, you know what? There aren't men in the business that I'm like, oh, I really want to shoot with him. Because honestly, I don't fucking care at the end of the day. I'm like, my fans are going to buy my content if it's me by myself or if it's me with another guy. The only guy that I'm willing to shoot with is Thor Johnson because he's nice and respectful and he only posts on OnlyFans and on his own website. The videos that are out there of him floating around are shit that other people posted as well. But we share the same mindset about where we're putting things, how we build our businesses. And I was like, we're on the same page. I will continue to work with you. And he has no problem that I only post on OnlyFans. Like, he's like, that's fine.
Now here's quick, that was another question I want to ask. When you presented that to any of the male talents, what was their reception?
Most of them were like, well, you know, I post here, I post there. And I was like, okay, but I only post on OnlyFans. So like, will you only post on OnlyFans? And I got a few verbal yeses and then found out somebody posted it on like Sheer, which is, you know, part of videos. Sheer is the website that you use now to upload content and documents to Xvideos. So Xvideos website was already fucked up and they couldn't change whatever the things were that they needed to change for the documentation that came out of whatever the legislation was with the visas and the MasterCards that required new regulations, I guess, for the porn sites. So Pornhub made all the changes. All the other companies were supposed to make the changes. Xvideo was like, well, we can't change it in our site. So we're going to make a new system called Sheer, which is kind of like an OnlyFans. Like you can do a membership subscription and all that. But you have to upload your content into Sheer now to get it onto Xvideos. So somebody uploaded a video of me into Sheer, uploaded my documents, and that created this fake profile now on Xvideos. And it is become a bitch to take it down. I'm like, you cannot. I'm like, I want to sue Xvideo. I'm not the only woman I know that's having this issue. I feel like they're just waiting to have a class action lawsuit on their site because I didn't consent to this profile being on your site. You're misrepresenting me.
The problem is they don't know where the profile came from.
It says in their system exactly who did it.
Who did it? But see, you want to know why? Do I want to put on the tin hat, ladies and gentlemen? Don't want to put on tin hats. That's probably an account that was made by Xvideo his goddamn self.
Well, right. And so that's the thing. It's like
they just put in. See, it's no different than why the two sites became a thing. It really became a thing because big time porn wanted a way to slow down the amateur market.
Yeah, I get it.
Way of doing that is we'll make it to where porn is free, somewhat free, because see, people don't realize how much these companies shoot. So the scenes that they was throwing to the free porn sites was called away throwaway scenes. These are scenes that they ain't gonna put out. They don't give a shit about them. They making money off of DVDs and everything the fuck up. They weren't worse about the internet. They just wanted to slow our shit down. So that's where Pornhub come from. They weren't the only ones. Because trust me, they were telling this back in the day. They were telling, don't tell your girl to come out here. She only gonna get one big pay gig. Tell her to get her own site. They were saying that back in 2011.
But I get it. The business is interesting when you look at all these things together. But the way that the business was built was not meant for content creators, and that's why it's just like any advice I could give to anybody, be like, have your own form. Make people sign your own form. Don't sign other people's forms. If they don't want to work with you and they won't sign your form, then that's fine. But don't give people the ability to post your content wherever they want to post it. Everything has to be in writing. And it is more work. Yes. But fucking do the work.
Because I have to play devil's advocate. Because y'all know, the Smoker's Lounge, I have to give the other side of it, whether I agree or not agree. Okay, here we go. Now, of course, is there any negotiation leeway to where else they can post it over their OnlyFans?
I mean, they would have to tell me where, and then I would.
For example, now I'm gonna ask you this. Specifically, because I want my smokers to understand this, because see, anytime when anyone make a statement of this nature, they're like, well, wouldn't that get your face out on other platforms and this, that, and the third, blah, 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 advertise my other platforms, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, why just OnlyFans?
Because that is where I have built my brand, and that is where I make my money, is OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. I have tried the other sites. They just don't pull in the money that OnlyFans pulls in for me. My traffic comes from social media. It doesn't come from porn sites. It primarily comes from TikTok and Instagram. And I track everything. You know that I know my numbers. Like, I track everything. Some of it might be because people see me on a site or somewhere else and then they, you know, bring it in. But my numbers, I know what I generate on Instagram every month. I track how many subscribers come in. We'll also save that for the AI conversation because I got some good numbers to share there. But when I started having this conversation with people, I said only pay sites. It has to be behind a paywall. So I was okay with ManyVids at first. I was like, okay, you have a Model Centro site. Okay, it's behind a paywall. And then people took that and they're like, oh, well, I put it on Xvideo Red. That's behind a paywall. I was like, no, that is not what I meant at all.
Now, of course, the argument would be, well, I mean, they have to pay to watch it. No. They're not paying to watch the video. See, Xvideo Red is kind of like a Netflix.
Yes.
We just make more money, and we make more money with Xvideo Red per view than we would regular X videos.
Yeah, that's not a paid site. That's not a pay site. So when I realized that's how people were sort of manipulating the conversation, I was like, you know what? Fuck you guys. Only fans anymore. And if you don't like it, then that's fine. I'm not going to work with you, and that's okay. I totally respect that you don't want to do that type of business with me, and I'm not upset about it. We can still be, like, you know, friends or whatever. Man,
you can't help stupid. Because the reason why I'm saying it, because a lot of the motherfuckers, when they say the premium shit, they're not understanding what the premium is. It like, put it this way, right? Because this is why I said, you want to know how I understood what the premium shit was? Because I actually read the description of what
joining.
Y'all fuckers don't read shit.
Honestly, Bobby, like, it makes me nuts because value is perceived by the individual person, right? And it's like, if you make a TikTok with me or a reel for Instagram with me, that audience that I have on social media is so much bigger than the audience you have on Xvideo or on any of the fan sites. I have almost 1 million social media followers across all of my fucking accounts. You get a post on there with me, the value of that alone is $200. So it's like, you again, like, use your head. Be like, oh, Erica wants to make TikToks with me. I'll make all the TikToks you want. That makes me happy. You get good exposure from it. And then, of course, people are wondering, oh, did he fuck her? And they're going to go and find out. Like, of course they don't know.
The reality is, no one thinks outside the box.
Nope.
Because also part of this business now is that you ladies have to think outside of porn.
Yep.
Because even to the point, and it's not just finding ways to make money, but also to market yourself. That's the purpose of the safe for work pictures, the professional looking picture that's safe for work. You know, her doing the yoga. You know, I was talking to one of my co-hosts. She, her and Rhea does yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga and workouts on what we call it. Because people want personality with their porn. They want personality in general, you know? And plus, on top of that, now the way that shit is, you can probably get sponsorship even though you did fucking porn.
Because I do social media. Every now and then, like, I'll get, you know, something will come along. It won't be porn related most of the time. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, I did a couple of, like, adult thing, related things. Like promoting other sites, Clone a Willy. But then I've gotten sponsorships with other companies, and it's not like, some of them carry of an OnlyFans, some of them don't care. I just did join the Amazon Influencer Program. I'm now approved to make money off of leaving review videos on Amazon products. Yeah. Amazon does not fucking care that I have an OnlyFans. Trust me. They don't fucking care. They want me to leave review videos.
But see, people think because I did porn, because I did an OnlyFans, there's the only thing I can do. No, because if you want to be honest, in this day and age, that's controversial, and that's actually works in your favor. I mean, let's think about how many porn stars is right now dating and fucking NBA stars.
They don't care. I'm doing consulting for an and this is what makes me nuts too at times. Is there's a lot of things making me crazy about this business right now, but it's like people think that, you know, the adult industry is your entire life. And I'm like, no, it's only like 25% of my life, guys. Yoga is part of my life. I do mainstream consulting. I have friends that are not in the business. Like most of my friends are not in the business. Like I have a normal life, you know, got my little dog. Like it's not all sexy stuff all the time. And I know I'm fortunate that I have a life like that, because some people don't. Some people it's like they're all in. This is it 100% of the time. But you gotta have something else. You've gotta have something.
Turn off switch. Let's keep it 100. We didn't have a bunch of suicides happen. It would be in 2024. You feel what I'm saying? Overdose or what have you. Now, I'm not saying it's porn related, trust and believe. But the thing about it is the business of keeping up with perception can be mentally taxing. And some people try to live the life even though they don't have to. You feel what I'm coming from? You know, because it's kind of like the fans gonna think what they think. Yep. There's no difference in the celebrities because we're technically our celebrities.
Yes.
It's just we just might be K-list, you know, for the most part.
Well, no, I think we're the D-list for sure.
We D. I mean, many of us is D-list. You know, we got the other alphabets covered. You know, we between YouTubers and reality stars.
I get why fans look at us a certain way, but within the business, it's like, I mean, you just look, you know, I've worked with mainstream celebrities and for entertainment companies. And at the end of the day, it's like people are people. Most celebrities just want to be treated like people a lot of the time. And, you know, I think that's why I have a perspective of fans that I do, because I've been on the other side of that where I've had to like manage that for people and deal with fans. And fans are so important to us. But fans, to your point, like the whole reason that like content creators are successful is because you get to feel like you really know us. Like you get to actually talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
That is where that connection and that relationship gets developed. And that is where, you know, that is the thing that makes you money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I got fucked by a couple of guys in some video, which I still haven't done a couple in a video, but you know, it's not that. It's that they want to feel like I'm their girlfriend. They want to buy me bras. They want to buy me dinner. Like that's where.
And that is where the money is at, the fantasy. And see what happened when OnlyFans came in, the thought process was, no, we want the reality shit. We want the reality shit. We want, no. That reality shit, when it comes to porn, lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Not long. Because now, guess what people are looking for now? They want their porn back. That's what it's heading to. The storytelling. The fantasy. Even to the point that now you're going to start seeing less of the step incest shit. Watch. In the next year or so. Because it always go back to, we want a fantasy.
Which is where AI comes in.
And speaking about AI,
So you've met Erica Amore?
Yes, I have. I was sitting there like, yes, explain Erica Amore.
Amore, okay. So I have been on a mission for at least 6 months to figure out the AI thing. And is this the move I need to make? What are the companies doing? I have talked to a number of CEOs of AI companies in our industry. I am like this close to signing up with one finally and testing it out. And really trying to understand what are the different avenues within the porn world of where AI is happening, how fans are using it, what fans are attracted to, all of that. So I decided a couple of months ago, not even, it's only been a month, 1 month. I changed an Instagram to be Erica Amore. I'm like, well, she can't be Erica Love. So Erica Amore is, you know, like 23 years old. And I've been using something to make AI photos of myself and posting them. And she's brought in like 200 OnlyFans subscribers to me in a month. And that Instagram is like on fire right now. It is growing at such a fast rate. And I would say, I think most of the people don't realize it's AI. They think it's me. I think some of them know that it's AI and they don't care because they still think it's hot. And then there's like 10% that are like, well, this is AI. And I'm just like, well, yeah, it's disclosed in my bio that this is an AI model. If you want the real human.
The thing of it is you have found a way to take advantage of your image, another way of doing it. You feel where I'm coming from? Because, see, now since we're talking about AI, because y'all know we got to talk about the real shit. The shit of why I brought up. Why there should be some discussion of putting AI in some of this paperwork that we're going to be signing in this future.
Oh, it's not even the paper. Okay, so what I have learned. Okay, so normally I give away all my secrets.
Yeah.
AI is the first thing where I'm not giving away all the secrets because I've put in so much time and effort into figuring out this stuff that I'm like, I'm not giving this away for free. But I will say what I have learned is that in the future, in the near future, like in the very near future, like I have to create like a main AI photo of me now as like a digital fingerprint, as like this is the first step in the blockchain. And then anything I create, so let's say age up, age down, size bigger, size smaller, it all has to be traced back to that one image. And that's how you will be able to digitally protect and own your IP as an AI model.
Okay, gotcha. Now, this is this is the argument that I have. Now, let's do a what if. Because it might happen.
It's happening.
Hear me out. A major porn company. Because the paperwork that we have, remember, it states in the paperwork, their image to make money.
Okay.
So now you get where I'm going. The same reason why there was a fucking strike in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That worry.
I think there's three areas in porn where AI is happening.
Yeah.
And I think is going to be what you're saying. A studio owns your image. A studio can use your face on different bodies forever, right?
Yeah. Not pay the person shit.
Exactly. So I think that's going to be one area that's not where we need to be worried. But yeah, I think that's going to be a thing. I think the other area is that there's a lot of porn AI generators where men get to basically, it's build a bitch.
Yeah.
I want a model with big titties and blonde hair and blue eyes. And boop, there it is, like magical images. And then you can chat with her. You can make whatever images you want of her, right? And then there's the other area where as a creator, I want to own my image. I want to have different versions of Erica. And I want to make money off of them because I don't want to be on camera forever. I want to be able to, you know, go be a yoga teacher and like do my thing. But Erica can live on as Erica Amore, young woman. She can live on as, you know, a trans woman with purple hair. She can live on as a pregnant woman. She can live on as a goth girl. She can be a gamer girl. She can be whatever I want her to be. And not even whatever I want her to be, whatever the fans want her to be. Like, that's where this is really going to change the game because I don't do cosplay. I'm a middle-aged woman. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to do that. But if the fan wants it, I can do it in AI form, and I can give it to them. Me and AI can fulfill certain fantasies that me as a human cannot fulfill.
True.
So that is where I get excited and I see the potential for this. And I think if you don't do it, some fan is going to come along and do it of you, and then they're going to own your image.
Yeah, because that's the thing of figuring it out. It's figuring out how do I own my image to the point can't no one touch it. Because like I said, even with the major companies, because like I said, it's because even to that paperwork also, because just like you said, 2257, we use 2257.
Yeah.
So in the mild release form. And I had this conversation even with Blush Erotica. I said, no, the paperwork needs to be changed across the board, even to the middle level. Meaning that, ladies, yes, if it don't have something to do with AI, about restriction of how they can use your fucking image, just like the way you say restriction about where you can put them goddamn scenes, don't sign shit, walk the fuck out the goddamn door. Because it's that's going to be very important, because now it's so many ways with AI, I can make money off this woman's image and I don't have to pay her shit.
Yeah. Well, not even that. It's that, okay, so the Build-A-Bitch version.
Yeah.
There are guys who have created models, totally AI models, not based on real women. Yeah. They have Instagrams with 100,000 followers.
Yeah,
they have Patreon accounts where they're charging people $10 a month to look at AI nudes of some MILF. These guys are pulling in $1,000, like thousands of dollars a month off of fake women that just exist on the, you know, they're not based on real women at all.
Why do we have the AI sex scenes, baby? Baby!
Like, it's gonna, so, and that's the thing, I'm like, I saw a Patreon where this guy is selling images, and for $50 a month, you'll get like 100 images a month of an AI model he created. It explicitly says you may use these for face swapping. This is a guy who has a Patreon who's making images and is like, take it, put somebody else's face on it. I don't care what you do with it. Just pay me my $50.
That was funny, right? So now what was old is new, right? Because this is the equivalent of what before right when the internet started, it was the pictures that made the money because it wasn't much video.
Yeah.
Girls was actually had membership sites where you weren't seeing video, you were seeing titties and ass. That's it.
That's the thing. It's like, I know that like it's gonna happen at some point. Like,
yeah, it's technology, no different than VR. That's why I told people, I said, the future of this business is going to be in streaming and having a .com, your own site. Because the way that the rule changes to some of these sites, they're not favorable to boy-girl content. Honestly, yeah. Not favorable to porn stars. What they want is really cam girls.
And you know what?
That's it. And civilians. That what and
I'm okay with that, honestly. That's why I'm like, you know what? The future of this business for me is not doing porn and boy girl videos and all of that. It's figuring out how to extend the fantasy and to create a bigger world and to create more options for people to want to engage with me and experience that and whatever fantasy that they have. It's not just watching me take some dick. That's not what they want deep down.
No, because see, we have a business, and a business must expand into different territories.
Yep. I've been so excited about the AI stuff. It's so hard to find people to talk to about it because so many people in the business are afraid of it, and they don't understand it, and they know nothing about how it works or how you train it behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you gotta start paying attention, and you can't be scared of it.
Now, I always, it like this, even in the business, as a talent, I saw where the business headed, and I got there before it could get there.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about interracial. I was doing that before. They were doing BDSM. I was doing that before that got high. You feel what I'm saying? So it's kind of like knowing where the business is going. It's just like I told females. I said, no, you don't understand. Even back then, I said, it is better to have your own. Because females that do it all make the most money. And we're not just talking about she does anal, she does gangbangs, she does, no. She does custom videos. She does webcam. Oh, she might does meet and greets. Oh, she also do shit on the social media side of things. She does TikToks and all that cute shit. She does many things that put her in many markets to make fucking money. The problem is that some of these ladies get so fucking comfortable in filming and fucking, and they're scared to drip their asses out there because they're worried about mommy and daddy going to be upset because I got a dick in my mouth.
Honest, I think it's simpler than that. I think it's people are fucking lazy.
Yeah, actually, you was right.
They just lay there and take dick and take the money, and that's all they want to do. And they think that I should be able to make enough money doing just that. And it's like, no, that's not what this is.
Because my whole thing of it is with porn, like I said, even back then, I wanted to do more role play things. Irving, you were talking about, like, shoot, when they had the Blog Talk radio show, I tried to do that shit. You know, period. Even before the podcasting. So it's kind of like, even with the podcasting, the business is changing crazily. You know, period. So it's like, you have to be aware of where the business is heading.
Yeah.
And which is the problem of why, like I said, where OnlyFans devalued us, because now you got porn became the quick lick for the celebrities and the people between jobs.
Right. No, I totally get that. And I understand the perspective from people who've been in business a long time. Mm-hmm. Somebody in like, oh my God, somebody called me a pandemic Becky and I didn't know what it meant. I had to like ask somebody what that meant.
Pandemic Becky. Oh my God.
And I was just like, I don't know what that means. And they were like, well, you're one of these bitches who just started OnlyFans during the pandemic and you're not like in the game really. And I'm like, I never said I was.
But see, the difference between you got in the business. You see, people gotta understand something. It's a difference. Like with you, you might have started during the pandemic, but you actually did the business. You were serious about the business.
I was serious, yeah.
It's in between you got the business and you doing the same shit as you were doing the pandemic a year later. And then you wondering why your money's going down. You ain't expanding anything. You looking at this as, I'm just going to do this for a couple of months until, you know, I can get me another job or I can do this in a couple of months for this. The celebrities, what they do it for? They ain't making no money with their music, or they ain't making no money doing movies. They come get OnlyFans. Let's keep 100. Even the IG models, they got one or two scenes, but they bust it open with somebody. It might be a friend, but they're doing it just for the traffic and to be controversial. That's why I say it's the quick lick for everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
And it was made that way because I kept telling everybody, ain't no fucking way that we supposed to know Jimmy Smack made a million. We not supposed to know that Bella Thorne made a million. Only fans, the ones that put all this shit out there.
Yeah.
You feel me? In order to gain more traffic, that's the whole point. Because it's not even about money no more, it's about traffic. That's what it's about.
You've got to try different things and you've got to, I agree with you. Celebrities on OnlyFans are interesting. I agree. It's just a quick thing. They're going to make a ton of money and they're not going to stick with it. I think that you can be like a working like creator though and make some pretty good money doing this, but you have to treat it as a business. You have to try other things. And I would say like, you've got to pick at least one other thing other than just making content. So if you like doing podcasts and talking to people, do that. If you want to be, I'm trying to think of what other people do that I know that they do.
If you want to try different fetishes, if you want to, it could be you doing a little funny TikTok shit. The thing about it is, you are the product.
You are the product. Oh my God, yes, 100%.
Everything else, I take that back. I'm wrong. You're the company. Your money is made in goods and services.
Yeah, figure it out. Figure out what what you have to offer that's more than just making videos. Because like some women get away with that, but they are the hottest models, the top of the game. Mm-hmm. These are the women that are in the 0.1% of OnlyFans. And you know what? They spend hours a fucking day in the gym. So I don't want to hear it, because they're putting in the work someplace else to make the money that they're making.
I'm going to keep 100 with you. Some of them do escort. They just high class with it. Many of them, they just keep 100. They have multiple fucking businesses. So they look cute.
It's like, make money and then put it in something else. I just heard of a woman, another woman who lived in Texas. She's been doing this a long time. She bought a truck. She started a trucking company. That was a good business decision.
Yeah, because the whole point is, like I said, if nothing else, it can be a stepping stone. Because I never forget last year when the podcast shows I listened to, dude was asking, well, what these Instagram models do? Do they do a lot? Because it just ain't good looks they get. They might have got them in the room, but they ain't good looks they keeping them there. Because, shoot, regardless of the fact, they got to keep up with them looks.
Yeah. You got to do something else. And anybody who thinks you can just make some videos and not put in the work and make money doing this is not doing the right thing, to be honest. I mean, I think the guys that can be successful doing this are the guys that know how to shoot content and are photographers and videographers and also shoot with women, but they know how to do everything because you're bringing an asset to the table, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I would say most guys who are just like, I'm just going to be a porn star and fucking make money, that is not, most of them are not making a ton of money doing it.
But see, the like I said again, it's all you, it takes one person to say they made this much, and everybody think they can make it.
Because, right, and that's not the case.
Because let's be real. Because we're in an entertainment genre. Name one entertainment genre other than porn that people come in with a short-term goal. You can't think of one. Not music, not movies, not being a stunt person. None of that.
Some of those like TikTokers, but I think a lot of them, you know, they get that. A lot of them end up doing OnlyFans because they're like, oh, well, everybody's asking for it anyway, so I'll just make it.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, but even with that's what I mean. This, when it comes to our shit, it's a hustle. Even with the TikTokers, they take it as a business by the way they do it, because the consistency. Them motherfuckers will drop about 5, 6, 8, 10 a day.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. Imagine us trying to drop that much.
I know exactly how much work I put in when I made 20 grand in a month. And I know, and I knew what it took to get to that. And it was a lot of work. It was a lot of freaking work. But it took time to get there, and I could tell you this is the formula of everything I did to get there. So
my question is this: will we be getting another TikTok podcast episode?
I don't know. I haven't been traveling. I haven't been doing collabs. It might be XBiz. XBiz might be the next time I do like something big. So
yeah, because people think the other P. If people think it's easy, it's podcasting. Yeah, I have no idea.
I love meeting people and talking to people, but I realized it wasn't bringing in money. Like, my fans liked it, but it really wasn't giving me any more money on my OnlyFans. So I was like, okay. And when I launched it on OnlyFans TV, I kept getting rejected. They're like, this topic that you're talking about, we can't post it. And I was like, I got frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm just going to take a break then, because now I'm in a situation with talent where I got to be like, I got to watch what I'm saying. I got to watch. I got to tell them, hey, we can't talk about that. We can't talk about that. And then it's like, what's the point? So then I changed my OnlyFans. I'm rebranding my OnlyFans TV for yoga. So I'm just getting like mini 5-minute yoga tutorials.
Yeah, wrong with that. But To be honest with you, I've been told people this. Unless you're a celebrity like that, there ain't no money. This is a labor of motherfucking love. You just had to find a way to make money with it or through it.
Right, right. And for me, it was driving traffic to my OnlyFans.
That's the same thing. Why the way you think I say allmyfans.com/porn rap star?
Yep. Yep. No, and it's great in that way. And it opened up some opportunities to meet people that wouldn't, you know, most likely would not collab with me. And that's great. But now I'm like, you know what? If it, I did it long enough that I felt like I wasn't really making money off of it. And there's only so many hours in the day. So it's like, let's take a break. Let's go do other things and see what happens. So yeah, I don't know what the future has to hold, except for there will be more versions of Erica Love for you to talk to and see in the near future, for sure.
Yeah, one day we might have Erica Moray on the show.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, if I can make her talk, I can't wait.
That would be wild as shit. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. So we had to end up another one because I got to go. I got some more recording to do, unfortunately. But she will be back. She will be back. We'll bring her back on the Premium Smoke Room because I'm pretty sure she still will show us what made her famous. You know?
I'll give you a special yoga demonstration.
I was going to ask for that. I said, you know something? Yeah, we would love to see a yoga
demonstration. Give me a little list and they'll just like, you know.
Yes. See? Yeah, you really need to subscribe to the Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Fans. That's right, people. The link is in the description. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. And it gets crazier, it gets wilder, it gets more candid, it gets more honest, it gets more provocative, it gets more predictable. It gets more and more and more. Tits might come out, dildos might pop out. You don't know unless you subscribe. And we're talking about also special event episodes because Bob's going to be doing some traveling and got some in-person interviews.
You going to Exotica?
I am planning to be, well, not Chicago, New Jersey for sure. New Jersey for sure. But you know, if you in New Jersey, then you got to get face-to-face, you know what I'm saying? You got to get face-to-face.
If I ever made it to New Jersey, I only went to the one last year, so.
Okay. But you know she will be back on here regardless. So, you know, Premium Smoke Room, subscribe. Plus, also check out the video store, where you can see me in action. And I forgot, I even got an audio store where you can actually download some of my music. Yeah, I rap too, people. So check me out on Loyal Fans, the Premium Smoke Room. So with that being said, Miss Erica Love, can you please tell everybody where they can spend their lovely money on you, baby?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Real Erica with a K, Love, and on OnlyFans, .com/TheErikaLove.
There you go, people. That easy, that simple. So with that being said, I'm going to check out her shit, check out her doing yoga with them big boobies bouncing all over the place in the dog and swan position. So with that, or even the frog. But but with that being said, you got to go, people. And I got to send you out the right way. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? You haven't learned anything. Smoke this over. Say goodbye to America.
Goodbye.